Welcoming all of you to the Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Padmasakhi Mataji. Padmasakhi Mataji is going to continue on the topic Brajmandal Parikrama. Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you. Tandavach Pranam, please accept my humble obeisances. Our first to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic every day, Mataji. I'll hand off the call to you. Please continue, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Vardhana Mataji. Thank you, Tagana, to join me on this stage. Okay. Thank you all for joining us on this Brajmandal Parikrama today. We have been doing since, we have two more days left. So we have three to four days to finish the Parikrama. So that's why we started early today without Bhagavatam class. So thank you all for joining and let's start prayers.
Mataji, Om Ajnanati
Mira. Om Ajnana only I'm saying. Om Ajnanati Mira Andasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Shrimate Radhanath Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Okay, so day before yesterday we have stopped at Mansarovar where Radharani had showed her anger, and you know the Sarovar is formed from her tears, and we saw the beautiful temple there. We have discussed that. So from Mansarovar today we will be coming to Lohavan. So we will take the blessings of Srimati Radharani, and we will take the blessings of Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and Srila Prabhupada, and all the assembled devotees before we begin our parikrama. Yes. Mataji, just give me one minute. It's okay, leave it.
We are going from Mansanavar to Panigam and Itampur and Lohavan.
Yes,
there is a temple, Radha Gopinath temple.
Yeah, yeah. Close this, Jagannath. My kids always keep...
That's okay, Mataji.
They keep the side effects, Mataji, to showing most that I was asking him to take it. Yeah. So day 25. So we will Paniga. Actually, we have seen the pastime already, but we will. I'll tell you. We'll just recap. So this is actually, we know Vrindavan is in the shape of lotus, right? So we started here. Like Vrindavan, then Mathura. See, there's Chatikara. Then we went to Radhakund. This is Govardhan. Then this is Deeg. Badrinath, Kedarnath, Kamyavan, then Sheshashai, Sherga, Chirghat. Then we have come to this side of Yamuna, then Nanandagaon. Then from here we have come to this side, like Belvan, Badravan, Bhandirvan, Bilvavan, and Mansarovar, and now Lohavan. So from there we will go again, take a round, go to Mahavan, and then come to Rawal, and then go back. Let's go. This is the map, and so we'll start with the Panigam. Actually, when we went to Bandirvan only, we have seen this pastime where we have seen the diorama in the video that I have shown, that the gopis going and meeting Durvasa Muni. Krishna says that he's the guru, and then they go meet him that pastime. So we have already finished that. Yes, and then after going to the Panigam where the gopis meet Durvasa Muni, crossing the Yamuna, then comes Radha Gopinath temple. So we know the Shad Goswami temples in Vrindavan. Radha Gopinath is one of the main deity even for our Sampradaya, because Radha Gopinath, when Vajranath asked Vishwakarma to make, like, you know, carve the deities, because after Krishna left the planet, then everybody was requesting him, and he also had a desire to establish all the deities and different pastime places of Krishna. So that's how many deities were carved, and that time Uttara was the only one still there who has seen Krishna directly. So after the deities are carved, when they show to Mother Uttara, Uttara confirmed that Madan Mohan's feet and Krishna's feet were similar, and Govindadev's face is exactly like Krishna, and Gopinath from the chest to navel is like, you know, like Krishna. So we have one beautiful temple at in the Vrindavan, the Shad Goswami temples also. But right now the original deity of Gopinath is in Jaipur, and the Pratibhu deity is being worshipped at Vamshivat. The temple is close to Vamshivat, and even Gopeshwar Mahadev's temple is also close by to this temple. So we have so many, like we have seen at Radha Kund, there are set of Gopinath, Govindadev, Madan Mohan, and at Kamyavan, and various other places also we have the deities of the same name, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Govindadev. So here also we see these are the deities at that we are seeing at this place. Well, we are going to Lohavan, so Radha Gopinath. So he's the Nath of Gopis. So he's the master of the Gopis. And if you see, actually this was the deity. One time I think Paramananda Bhattacharya, he goes to Yamuna, and under the Vamshivat, he finds the deity of Gopinath. I'm not talking about this deity, but the deity, the Shad Goswami that is there in Shad Goswami's temple. So Paramananda Bhattacharya brings the deity, and then he hands it over to Madhu Pandit, and Madhu Pandit only takes care of it, and then they built a very nice temple. And if you see, there is Ananga Manjari on the others, like, you know, one side is Radharani, and the I'm not in this deity, Vrinda is looking like that, not here, not in the picture that I'm showing. But if you see the temple in Jaipur and Vrindavan, there is Ananga Manjari and Radharani on the either side. So see, these are the three deities, main important deities for us. Radha Madan Mohan is the Sambandha deity, and Radha Govindadev and Radha Gopinath. So the deity, big one is Radharani is on the right side and Ananga Manjari is on the left side. It's said that Janava Mata, who is the, incarnation like of Ananga Manjari, Janava Mata, while, you know, she left this world, she entered this deity, and out of, you know, Radharani was feeling so Radharani was so happy for the services that Ananga Manjari is rendering to her, that she happily accepted that Ananga Manjari is worshipped beside Radharani. She's showing her, we know how Radharani, you know, everybody wants to serve Radharani, but Radharani, you know, she is so compassionate that she wants to give in return something. So she was so pleased what Ananga Manjari, you know, what all services she does, and so happily she accepted that she is being worshipped beside Radha Gopinath. That's again a big story, but we are not seeing that, just mentioning, just touch basing few details. So that is Radha Gopinath, and Radha Gopinath is the Prayojana deity. Prayojana means what is the result? Like, what is the, say, our ultimate goal, that whatever we are doing, the bhakti, is to attain the love of Krishna. So that is the Prayojana we want. So Radha Gopinath will bestow that. So please, we can pray to Radha Gopinath deity very sincerely, so that by his mercy, we will get the love of Krishna in our heart. So that is Radha Gopinath temple is there on the way. And then there is Krishna Kund here while we are going to Lohavan. So we have seen various kunds, like Vrindavan has so many kunds. And we have seen, like, in few kunds, we mentioned about the boat pastimes of Krishna with the gopis. So even in this Krishna Kund, we have various boat pastimes that Krishna became the boatman, taking the gopis. So those pastimes are also happened at Krishnakund. And then comes the Ayuregram. So Ayuregram is actually what happened was all the Vrajavasis met Krishna at Kurukshetra. We know that after Krishna left from Nandagaon, he went and he never came back. So they all, the Vrajavasis came to know that he was coming to Kurukshetra and they all come to meet there. So now everything is over. They're all, you know, leaving. But the Vrajavasis wanted to take Krishna home to Vrindavan. And they were, you know, requesting Krishna. In fact, Nanda Maharaj was asking, you can come back, but please come. You know, but Krishna, if he goes, the gopis and the Vrajavasis' love is so much that definitely he will not want to go back. In fact, the queens and the Mathura Vasis, the Varaka Vasis already had that, always had that feeling that, oh, if Krishna goes, maybe he will not come back. So they were all requesting, please come. But then Krishna promised that, yes, I will come. He called Nanda Maharaj. He said, I will come. So if you remember in the previous places also, we have seen that Nanda Maharaj, he will be thinking now, what will I tell to the Vrajavasis? They will be waiting for Krishna. Like, how can I say again, I'm just bringing a promise with me that Krishna is saying he will come. That's the promise Krishna gave. So how will I show my face to Vrajavasis? What will they feel? So he didn't want to go to Vrindavan and he stayed at a place called Gora, if you all remember. So again, Krishna, in this place, Krishna is calling and saying, Nanda Baba, I will definitely come now. You all please go, I will come. So he says that. And in fact, after seeing Vrajavasis, Krishna also had a desire to go to Vrindavan and see the Vrajavasis. That we have discussed when we seen that Gorai village also. And after this, actually, Krishna goes to Indraprastha, takes Bhima. Then the killing of Jarasandha happened. And then the Rajasuya Yagya happened. This is a series of things that has happened. Then at Rajasuya Yagya, that is when Krishna killed Shishupal. And then that was the time Dantavakra, the friend of Shishupal, attacked Vrindavan. First, he attacked Mathura. He wanted to kill Krishna and he attacked and Krishna was not there. So he was, you know, showing his anger. Sometimes when we don't find the person, we try to, you know, trouble the person whom they like, right? So he started attacking Vrajavasis. Krishna had a desire to meet Vrajavasis also. And this is how the desire has fulfilled. So Krishna cannot see Vrajavasis going through any problem, facing any problem. So Krishna came. And he killed Dantavakra. We have seen that village also, Dantia. So when Krishna was coming, they came to know that Krishna is coming. So when they came to know Krishna is coming, then they're saying, Ayore, he's coming. So that's why this is the place known as Ayuregram. This is the place where they were saying, hey, Krishna is coming. So then Krishna meets all the Vrajavasis. We have seen the pastime after that also when we discussed previously what happens after that also we discussed. So that is about Ayuregram. And then now we are entering Lohavan. So this is just across the Yamuna from Mathura, approximately 2 miles northeast of Mathura Gokul Highway. And this is the 11th forest of Vrindavan. And Lohavan is named after the Asura. Loha Asura or Loha Janga demon. It's named after this because this demon was killed by Krishna at this Lohavan. Now let's see what happens there. So the Adivaraha Purana is also explaining that the 11th forest Lohavan was guarded by the demon Loha Janga. And this forest is the destroyer of all vices. So Lohasura demon, if you see in the picture, there is an... there is a statue kind of thing with the eye, like an iron statue kind of thing. So this Lohasura demon wanted to become very dear to Kamsa. You know how the attraction happened? The demons want to get attracted want to get the heart in the demoniac people, want to get attached to them. Right, so he is very demoniac. He wanted to get attached to Kamsa. He was thinking I should get good name in the eyes of Kamsa. And then he was practicing every day, you know, fighting and shooting and everything using these iron statues, you know. And then one time the cowherd boys entered this Loha one and they were also playing with these iron statues. They were boxing and, you know, they were surprised seeing all these, and Lohasura used to stay under a cave, and they were all surprised seeing these, and they were just playing, and Lohasura came, and then he was so angry, like, you know, how come you came, entered my place, and why are you doing this? And by the time he was about to fight and trouble the cowherd boys, then Krishna comes and he will kill him. So, and still that statue which Lohasura was practicing is still there. So this is that place. And Lohavan is also a place where Jarasandha was defeated by Krishna 17 times. And we know that Kamsa had two wives, Asti and Prapti. They were the son daughters of Jarasandha. And Jarasandha was the king of Magadha, which is in today's Bihar. So Jarasandha attacked Krishna 17 times. And the 18th time he came with a big military, right? And that is when Krishna started running. Krishna and Balaram, and that's how he became Ranachor. I don't know if I'm pronouncing correctly, but he became Ranchor, that he's running about. Jarasandha was thinking he's a coward, and he started teasing him, saying that, hey, you're running from the battle. And very nicely, the pastime is mentioned in Krishna book. And they go on to Pravarshana mountain. Krishna and Balaram go there, and this Pravarshana mountain is always having a lot of rain, and it looks as if there are a lot of clouds surrounded, and they enter there, and Jarasandha thinks that I have to kill them, and he starts putting fire around this mountain, and this fire goes all the way up to the peak, and Jarasandha concluded that Krishna and Balaram were killed. But what will they do? They will jump from that peak of the mountain. So then what happens? Shyamagauri Mataji also was explaining. So when they jump, that is when Vishwakarma will come and build the city of Dwaraka overnight. And all the Mathura Vasis have been transferred to Dwaraka in the overnight. So Lohavan is the place where Jarasandha was also defeated. So it's place where the demoniac people are defeated. Jarasandha and Lohasura. So that is Lohavan. So now we will be going from Lohavan to Dauji. So who is Dauji? Prinda, who is Dauji?
Balaram.
Yes, Dauji means big brother. So this is actually a very beautiful place when we are entering Dauji. So, but before that, we know there are 12 forests of Vrindavan. So Badravan, Bhandirvan, Belvan, Lohavan, and Gokul Mahavan are on the eastern side of Yamuna. And the presiding deity, so this is Balaram's territory here. And on the western side of Yamuna, even if you have seen in the picture that I have showed here before. Where is that? See, there is Yamuna here. And if you see Badravan, Bhandirvan, Bilvavan, Lohavan, and Mahavan, they're all on this side. And the others are this side. And Yamuna is in between. So this is the Balaram's territory. So before even we are going to Dauji temple, on the way there is a temple called Bandi Anandi temple. So then what happened was, this is the temple that you're seeing, Bandi Anandi temple. And you can see here also, who knows, in the Bandi Devi is there. So this temple is dedicated to Yoga Maya. We know how Yoga Maya is always, you know, nicely enhancing the pastimes of Krishna. And there are two aspects of Krishna's energy. We will see what is Bandi, what is Anandi. We'll see now. So this is the entrance of the temple, Bandi Anandi temple. And this is Bandi Devi. So what is Bandi Devi? Bandi Devi, there are two sakis called Bandi and Anandi. And they were the expansions of Yoga Maya. And every day they would come to Yashoda Maya, and they would ask if there is anything they can help. So you know how the household ladies, I remember when I was a child also, when we are doing something, any festival like large amount of sweets, or if they do papad, pickles and sweets, the neighboring ladies would come and all of them will do together, right? So then you can imagine during Krishna's time and in Vrindavan how wonderful it is. So Bandi and Anandi every day would come and they would ask Yashoda Maya if there is anything that they can do to help her, because indirectly their expansions of Yoga Maya, they wanted to serve Krishna that way, and they would help Yashoda Maya making the cow dung and the cooking and cleaning and everything. So, and we all know the pastime of where when Krishna was born, Vasudev, Krishna instructs Vasudev to transfer him to Gokul, and Vasudev's shackles were just off, and the people, if you see in the picture, the guards were dozing off. So we know that was the help. Who made them do that? Yoga Maya, right? So that was Bandi Devi. That was Bandi Devi help. Bandhan. She's the one who helped to remove the Bandhan. I'm just saying whatever I heard from the senior devotees, just repeating their words. So she is the one who helped to remove the shackles of Vasudev, and she's the one who helped them to sleep. And once they go to Gokul, we find that that day, the nurse who was supposed to stay with Yashoda Maya, she didn't stay because of Yoga Maya's spell. Like, because of Yoga Maya only that night, that nurse said that, yeah, I'll come. And she just went home and she dozed off. And by the time she woke up, Yashoda already delivered the baby, because they didn't want anybody to be in that room, right? So Yoga Maya helped Krishna in that way. So that is also Bandi Devi. That was also Bandi Devi's help. And what is Anandi Devi? You know how Rajavasis are so happy with all different Krishna's pastimes, be it the boss pastime, be it the fruit seller, be it the cowherd boys, be it the, Yashoda Maya tying Krishna, any beautiful, happy exchanges that they're having, that also happens through Yoga Maya only, right? So this is taken care by Anandi Devi. So because they do so much for Krishna, that's why there is one temple here. She is Bandi Devi and she is Anandi Devi, always in the service of Krishna, always. So we can take their blessings so that we can imbibe their mood, their service mood. So we'll pray to them here, to Bandi and Anandi Devi. And then we will go to our Daoji temple. So at the edge of Gokul, there is a temple, there is a temple of Daoji, and that village is known as Balde only, the Baldo village. Or it's called Daoji village, Balde village, and it's also called as Brihadwan. So let's see. And in Vrindavan, there are four devs. Haridev. Where is Haridev? Haridev is in Gokul. And Govinda Dev is in Vrindavan. Keshav Dev is in Mathura. Baladev is in Gokul. So Haridev, all these four are the main deities established by Vajranab. But all the other three, Keshav Dev, Govinda Dev, Haridev, they left Vrindavan during the Mughals' attack. But only Baladev is still in Gokul. He didn't want to leave Gokul. So he's still there. So these are the four devs I'm showing. He is Haridev, he is Govinda Dev, he is Baladev, and this is Keshav Dev in Mathura. So as we are entering, it's like a Mela atmosphere. If you see, there are so many. How it's like a fair, they keep selling, so many people are talking. So in the temple, in the shops also, if you see, there is the picture of Baladev and Revati being worshipped.
You can get sweets in that shop.
Yeah, I'm showing the shops, Mataji. I have pictures. See? So many shops are there. And they sell Mishri in pots. The sugar candy, see? The sugar candies are in the pots. So much of Mishri. So many shops. See how we are entering. This is the route. So many stalls on either side. Shops are there. Bangle shop is there. Vegetable market is there. Mishri, they're selling. So many. Actually, I was thinking like so many pictures. So many slides will be there. I just pasted only these four. So as you're entering, it's like a nice mela, like a fair. So then we enter the temple, and then we see a 6.5 feet tall. And this is the entrance, see? Mandir, Shri Daoji Maharaj Mandir. And this is the temple entrance. And see, this is the deity. And see, in one hand is holding the pot. If you can see the pot here, he's holding Varuni, that Balram's favorite drink. Varuni is here. And with the other hand, he is nicely giving blessings. So this is the deity there, and Revati Mata's deity is also there, but it is not beside him. It's opposite to Baladev deity. Like Revati is always getting nice darshan of Baladev, and see, this is another picture of Baladev, and this is Kshira Sagara Kund. So we have seen one more Kshira Sagar Kund also. This is also one, the other one in the village of Baladev. This is behind the temple. This kund was built 100,000 years ago to hold the milk from the cows that had been offered to Balaram. So all the milk that Balaram drinks was saved at this kund. And when the Mughals were attacking, the deity of Dauji has been placed here. They hid in the kund. And he appeared in the dream of Gokulnath Goswami, and he revealed the identity, saying that, you know, I am here. Then they took him out and established again, built nice temple, and they are worshipping him here. So, and let me show you the deity of Devati Mata. Okay. So this is the temple view again. This is the courtyard of the temple. We will see the video also. And this is Revati. Devati's deity. And so now, so Loknath Maharaj has nicely explained in his book. I took this information from his book about Mother Revati. Last time when we were discussing about Mother Revati, we have seen how Brahma, you know, her father Raivata takes her to Brahmalok. We have seen that past time, but even more details are given here. So Mother Revati, what happened was when Lord Vishnu decided to come on, you know, Brahma and all the demigods, and they go with the Surabhi cow, they request Krishna, you know, that the earth planet is burdened with a lot of sinful people. And when Krishna decided that he will take birth on the earth planet, he ordered all the demigods also to take birth on the earth planet. And he asked Ananta Sesh to enter the womb of Devaki. He said, you enter the womb of Devaki, and then by the Yogamaya potency, you will be placed in the Rohini Mata's womb, and after that I will enter the womb of Devaki. So Ananta Sesh went back to Vaikuntha and he merged himself in the body of Sankarsana. And Sankarsana's wife is Nagalakshmi, and she also wanted to come. She was like, oh, if you leave my lord Sankarsana, then what will happen to me? So then Sankarsana will say, you go and merge in the body of Revati. Then Nagalakshmi will be wondering, like, who is Revati? Then Sankarsana starts explaining, saying that she is the daughter of Chakshusha Manu, named Jyotismati. And when she comes to the age of, you know, marriageable age, she wants to marry the strongest person. So her son Chakshu Manu will go, her father will go and approach Indra. Her father will approach all the demigods. And finally, Bhumi Mata will say that Lord Sankarsan is the only suitable person. If you are thinking about the strongest, then Sankarsan is the suitable one. So then Jyotismati wanted to get him as the husband, and she will go to Vindhya Mountains, and she will be doing her performing the austerities. And as she is performing austerities, then all the, you know, Indra and some demigods, they get attracted to her beauty, and she will curse them. Then immediately they will leave that place and Brahma will come. And when Brahma comes, Brahma will say, okay, after 27 Divya Yugas, you are going to marry Sankarsan. Then she will say, that is very, very long time. That's very long. I can't wait that long. If you, I'm going to curse you, Brahma. Then Brahma says, oh, no. Wait. So in the next lifetime that you're going to take, the 27 Divya Yugas will finish in just one lifetime. So don't worry. Next lifetime, you're going to marry Sankarsan. So then she is born as the daughter of King Raivat. And when she comes to the marriageable age, King Raivat wanted her to get married to the strongest person, and he wanted to know who will be the best, and he takes the daughter to Brahma, and Brahma was busy in, you know, in his court with, you know, with the engagements that he had in the court. And by the time he comes out and inquires why King Raivat had come with the daughter, then they will say they came to ask Brahma, and Brahma says, now these were the people from Satya Yuga. So Brahma says, now already it is end of Dwapara Yuga in the earth planet. So all the 27 Divya Yugas are finished in that one lifetime of Revati, and Dwapar Yuga had come. So now Balaram is the best person for you to, for Revati to get married. So you get, you ask her, like you get your daughter married to Balaram, and then Revati gets, and then Raivat brings him all the way down, you know, from Brahma Loka, they come down. Then the Dwarka, Satyayuga people were taller. Then Treta Yuga were less taller. Then Dwapar Yuga were less taller. Then the Kali Yuga, we are of maximum 6 to 6.5 feet. So then they are from Satyayuga. So they were very tall and all the people were like, you know, who are they like that? They were thinking. Then Balaramji happily wills to marry her and he will bring her size down with his flow. So that was the pastime of Revati, and Revati Mata is also there in the temple. Oh, so that's about these 2 days, and I will show the other slide of the next day. So we have seen Daoji temple, and now from there we will be going to Brahmanda Ghat. Yeah. Mataji, give me 1 minute.
You can make it bigger. Yeah.
Yes. So see, from Daoji, Kshirasagar, Kund, and from there we are going. Sorry, Mataji. My bad. So from here, we will be coming to Chintaharan Mahadev, Chintaharan Ghat, and then we will be entering Brahmanda Ghat. So we will see that today, and from there and Raval, we will see tomorrow. So we will see up until Brahmanda Ghat. So first we have seen Chintaharan Ghat. So Chinta means anxiety. Haran means to take away. So Yashoda Maya is always in an anxiety of something might happen. We know how many demons. In fact, when Yashoda Maya, you know, Krishna was born, we know that how she was in unconscious state. And when she wakes up, her shadow falls on her baby, Krishna. And she thinks like some demon is going to, you know, come. You know how the shadow falls. And immediately she will take Krishna and she will be taking care of him. So that much anxious she is about the welfare of Krishna. So she always would come here to Chintaharan Mahadev and always pray to Chintaharan Mahadev to protect her son. So this was the, so there is one lesson here that Yashoda Maya is always anxious. Why? Because she wants to take care of, good care of Krishna. And even in our lives, we are always anxious of our children, our positions, our health. Like now I am always anxious about my health. Somebody might be anxious of something, something, something. So we have to learn a lesson that we have to always be anxious about, oh, what if, you know, I don't chant well? What if I don't spread Krishna's mission? You know, anxious about fulfilling the promises that we gave to our guru. So we should always be anxious about how to please Krishna. So we can pray to Chintaharan Mahadev also to take our anxieties that we have and always thinking about Krishna. So then before going to Brahmanda Ghat, we will see Nanda Bhavan, because Nanda Bhavan is in the courtyard of, sorry, Brahmanda Ghat is also in the courtyard of Nanda Bhavan. Before even that, we will see a small history. So in Yadu dynasty, there was a great, there was a king called Devamida. And he had two wives called, one is a Vaishya wife and one is a Kshatriya wife. So Vaishya wife gave birth to Parjanya. Kshatriya wife gave birth to Surasena. So Parjanya is the one who ruled Gokul Mahavan. Surasena took care of, he became the ruler of, because he's a Kshatriya, he took care of the Mathura, ruler of Yadu dynasty. So Surasena's son was Vasudev, Krishna's father. And Parjanya now, he's born out of Vaishya wife, so he was taking nice care of cows and bulls, and he would grow crops, and he became the leader of gopas and gopis. And everybody loved, you know, Parjanya so nicely. They were happy. He was taking care of the brahmanas. And then Parjanya had five sons: Nanda, Upananda, Abhinanda, Sunanda, and Nandana. So then out of them, the youngest ones were Nanda Maharaj and the oldest one was Upananda. And there was another Gopa called Sumukha. Sumukha Gopa had a daughter Yashoda, and Sumukha Gopa got Yashoda married to Nanda Maharaj. And Upananda was the eldest, so he should be the king. But Upananda wanted Nanda Maharaj to become the king. See, that's the beauty of Vrindavan. These days, we see how the brothers and sisters and in the family, there is so much of duplicity. They're fighting for property. And there are no more those beautiful, you know, like if we see only, like, at least our grandmothers will be alive, right? We can see till there. So grandmother, our mother and us. So our grandmother's time, there was nice relationships. There would be like joint families and everybody would, you know, think about the welfare of others. They were very responsible. At least I have seen that. I was raised by my grandparents and I've seen how nicely they would take care of the sister's children. So much nice responsibility. Then when it come to our parents, it became little bit nuclear families mostly, but still they have the values of taking care of everybody. And for us, many times we know how we are all in US and our parents are in India. There's nobody to take care. And when it comes to our children, we can imagine how bad it is going to be. And we see how they're fighting so much now these days. No affection, no love, no bondage. It's all materialistic, money-minded amongst the siblings also. And we see even the parents cheating the children for money. So it's happening. But though, like, see the beauty of Vrindavan. There's no... no jealousy feeling. Upananda was supposed to be the king, and when he was supposed to be coronated as the king, he announces in front of everybody that Nanda Maharaj will become the king. And Nanda Maharaj couldn't say no, but Nanda Maharaj also was so loyal to his brother that he wouldn't do anything without taking the suggestion of Upananda. That was the beauty. He didn't get pride like, oh, I became the king. So it was the beauty, Nanda and Upananda, between Nanda and Upananda. But Yashoda, there was they were feeling very bad that Yashoda Maya, you know, they both didn't have children. And then Purnamasi one day she comes with Nandi Mukhi and Madhu Mangal, saying that I came from Avantipur, Sandipani Muni's ashram. And she says that I know Jyotishya, I know astrology. So very soon they are going to have a son. It was said in, I don't remember the book, it was said that by the time Nanda Maharaj had Krishna, his beard was salt and pepper. That means he had white beard. So he had a little bit old when he had Krishna. And she says that she asked them to follow all the Ekadashis for a year. And that is when, it's a very big story, but Nanda and Yashoda, both of them will be dreaming a bluish boy. And one night in a dream, Nanda Maharaj sees a bluish boy entering the house and entering the heart of Yashoda. And then he wakes up and Yashoda wakes up. They feel so ecstatic. They were so happy. Then who is this bluish boy? And then Yashoda Maya will deliver Krishna. So, they were at Nanda Bhavan, staying at Nanda Bhavan in Gokul. And we know that when Vasudev was taking Krishna from Mathura to Gokul, there is a ghat called Koila ghat. This was established by Vajranab only, because when Vasudev was taking Krishna, what happens was Yamuna, she was so ecstatic. She wanted to do Abhishek with her water, and the water was overflowing, and Vasudev gets so scared, and he will be saying, Koilo, Koilo, is there anybody, like, you know, take Koilo, take Krishna. He's thinking that Krishna will get drowned, and Krishna touches the feet of Yamuna and Yamuna goes down. So there is one ghat also here, Koilo ghat. And Nanda and Yashoda, yes. So Nanda and Yashoda did Dwadashi Vrat, and you know, they celebrated Nandotsav so nicely after Krishna is born. We see all this beautifully explained by many, many nice speakers during Janmashtami. So Krishna stayed here in Nanda Bhavan for 3 years, 4 months. And Nanda Bhavan had 84 pillars. Like you see in Chaurasikamba, there were 84 pillars. Here also, there is 84 pillars. And you can't count 84 anytime you're trying to count. You count either less or more. And it is said that if you circumambulate, like each pillar represents 100,000 species. And we say that we have 8 lakh 40, sorry, what is that? 8 million. 8 million, how much, Mataji, number? I forget. I am not so good at remembering the count. Can somebody say me?
400,000. 8,400,000.
8,400,000 species, and each pillar is representing 100,000 species. So if you circumambulate one pillar, it is said that if you finish circumambulating all the 84 pillars, each is representing 100,000. So then what will happen? So it will, like, if you circumambulate and pray here at this Nanda Bhavan 84 pillars, you will, there will be no need for you to enter all those 8,400,000 species. You will get out of that cycle. So that is Nanda Bhavan, and you have nice temple here at Nanda Bhavan. You have, you see the deities of Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, Krishna. Yes, let's go to Brahmandagat. So now in Nanda Maharaj's courtyard, there are so many pastimes that took place, but we will just see Brahmandagat today. So Brahmandagat is the place where Krishna showed the Brahmanda. You know, in fact, we know the pastime. I'm not going so much into the pastime, but it seems Krishna says that when Yashoda asks, like, why are you eating dirt? Krishna says that we have seven mothers. Mother Bhumi is also one of the mother. So I'm just drinking her milk in the form of eating mud. So that's what he gives an explanation. And Brahmandagat, there is beautiful, you know, Yamuna River here. Srila Prabhupada also, I will show you a video of where Srila Prabhupada was taking bath in Brahmandagat. It seems Prabhupada said, like, it's very cold and, you know, he might not feel well dipping in Brahmandagat now. But when his disciples were taking bath, he couldn't, you know, he was feeling so ecstatic. He also entered and he took the bath in Brahmandagat. So this is about and in Brahmandagat, there is one pastime we have to learn one lesson, that Brahmandagat, when Krishna shows, you know, Krishna shows the universe, and there is everything, like moving, non-moving, trees, oceans, islands, there is karma, there are the senses, like basically everything Yashoda Maya sees. And on this, in this relation, like we can think of one, Pundanam, I think in South India, there is a Brahmin called Pundanam, and was that Narayana Bhattadri, it's past time. So when Pundanam, he is at which place? Guruvayur. Yeah, he takes the, he was at Guruvayur, and he will be reading Vishnu Sahasranam. And instead of saying Amara Prabhu, he will be reading Mara Prabhu. Then Narayana Bhattadri will think, oh, you're saying my Lord, like Krishna, like Lord is the master of not like dead. Mara means dead, right? Dead, he is the master of living things. How can you say he's the master of Mara? Why did you say Mara Prabhu? It's Amara Prabhu. So Pundanam will be very quiet, just quiet. Then Narayana Bhattadri's dream, Krishna comes and he reveals, saying that, why did you say that to him? I am the master of even moving. I am the master of non-moving. I am the master of everything. So what is the wrong? You say I am the master of living. And he is praying, saying that I am the master of non-living. That's why he's saying Mara Prabhu, it's okay. So Krishna revealed that, saying that he is the master of everything, and we can see everything in Yashoda Maya's. When Yashoda Maya asked him to open, we can see all that in in his mouth. And Yashoda Maya gets so bewildered. Prabhupada gave beautiful purports in the Bhagavatam. And Yashoda Maya will think, is this a trick of demigods? But why will demigods have to show trick? I am a simple household lady. No, this is not possible. Or have I gone mad? No, I am in good health only. How will I go mad? No, I am not mad. She will say like that. And finally, she will think that maybe this is the trick of my mysterious son. And immediately she will start taking shelter of Supreme Lord Narayan. She will pray to Narayan and she will say, oh, I'm so bewildered. Is something you have to do? You please protect my son. You know, he always goes through all this mystery. Like that, she'll pray. Now in our life also, so many times we go through so much bewilderment, so much confusions. We don't know what to do. We don't know what will happen next. At that time, there is no other way other than taking the shelter of Supreme Lord, just like what Yashoda Maya did. She didn't know what was happening. She was so confused. So then she took the shelter of Supreme Lord Narayan. So we should also imbibe that mood of just taking the shelter of Supreme Lord whenever we are bewildered, rather than believing on our own self. So we will end it here. We will see the further pastimes tomorrow. Is that okay, Mataji? Hare Krishna. Shyama Gauri Mataji.
Thank you so much, Mataji. It was so beautiful.
Thank you very much. We will have to see videos now, right?
Yeah, yeah. Videos I'll show, Mataji.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It was beautiful.
Thank you very much, Mataji. Very, very wonderful.
Very much, Mataji.
Thank you, Vrinda. Thank you so much.
Mataji.
Ha, Mataji?
Yeah, I'm so happy you said continuously. I was really very happy hearing. Yeah. Very.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you all for it.
We can visualize all the Leelas, not qualified even to enter Vrindavan Dham. But so nicely, one by one, Leelas you explain. Thank you.
Today we started by Balaramji, right, Mataji? So Balaramji is full of spiritual strength.
Dauji.
Yeah, actually Maharaj was explaining like Dauji, like it's not about material strength, right? We see so many boxers, like they're full of strength. But once they die, what will happen? Can the strength come? But the spiritual strength only will go forward, right? So when we say Balaram is strengthful, it's not like he's like an elephant or he's like full of spiritual strength. Like even that most powerful elephant, when it dies, it's bitten by, you know, ants are eating, birds are eating the skin. So the strength is not helping. Elephant is not being able to protect himself or herself from not being eaten, right? But only spiritual strength will help us, nothing else.
Yeah, and also in Vrindavan, they say Radhe Radhe. Everywhere you go, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe.
And I forgot to mention that. Yes, Mataji, go ahead, tell.
And in Dauji, they say Dauji ka bhaiya Krishna.
Krishna ka nahi.
So when we say Dauji ka bhaiya, the person like opposite to us, he will say Krishna ka nahi.
Yes, Mataji. I was thinking about, I forgot to mention. Thank you for mentioning. Shyamagauri Mataji wanted me to show this video where Radha Govind Maharaj was. Mataji, can you see the screen?
Yeah, we can see, Mataji.
Yeah, so please see this. Who all know Hindi will enjoy this. I'm not going to forward. It's just 1.5 minutes. So please hear.
Yathashakti apni apni jhaag jamai lenge. और देखिए भगवान कैसी मनोहारी लीला कर रहे हैं, भगवान सकाल को खिला रहे हैं और सका भगवान को खिला रहे हैं, ऐसी यहाँ मनोहारी लीला है रही है। और उन सकान में एक आध गरीब भी हो, जब मैं मधु मंगल तो नेहात गरीब था, कोई पड़ोसी से 3 दिना की खट्टी छाछ मांग के लाया हाड़ी में, और भगवान के संकोच के मारे छिपके पीवे लगे। भगवान तो अंतर्यामी है, गड़गट के वासी है, उन्हें एक मुख का न्यो जमायो और एक न्यो जमायो, जैसे मधु मंगल के मुख से जो फुहार निकली है सेम भगवान ग्रहण करेगी। जो भगवान को माखन मिश्रियो वो तो मधु मंगल के ग्रहण है गयो, और जो मधु मंगल की खट्टी छाछी वह सेम भगवान ग्रहण करेगी। ऐसी यहाँ मनोहारी लीला है रही है, ऊपर से ब्रह्मादी देख रहे इकी कैसो भगवान है, जो ग्वालिया गमार सबकी झूठन खा रहा है, ये भगवान नहीं है तो कोई वैसा ही है। नीचे भगवान ने भोजन किया है, ऊपर दूध पी के शयन करी है, ऊपर से ही दूध की धारा आई है जो यह सरोवर में गई है। यह सरोवर के 4 नाम है, किशन कुंड, यज्ञ कुंड, अप्सरा कुंड और कलयुग में खीर सागर। 4 जुगल में 4 नाम है, 5,500 वर्ष पुरानी चीज है द्वापर के जमाने की। जब भगवान ने भोजन कर लियो तो भगवान में चोरी की आदत थी।
या सो दैट वाज अबाउट राधा गोविंद महाराज।
ब्यूटीफुल माताजी, वेरी ब्यूटीफुल।
नाउ वी विल सी शिल प्रॉपर टेकिंग पार्ट इन ब्रह्मांड घाट।
सकलन गुणान्वश वन्दे गुरसे चरणारविन्दम् महाप्रभु कीर्तन नित गीता बाधित ప్రమాదన్మన సోరసేనా రవాంచకం పాశ్రుతరంగ భాజో వందే ప్రాణాయ కారుణ్య ఘనాఘనత్యం భక్త సకల్యాణ గుణార్ణవ వందే గురసే చరణారవిందన్ త్రివిగ్రహారాధన శృంగార తన్మందిరమార్జనాద శ్రీ విగ్రహాదాధన నితనా శృంగార తన్మందిరమార్జనాద యుక్తశ్చ భక్తాంశ్చ నిజంజతోపి వందే గురసి చరణారవిందం భక్తాంశ నిజంజతోపి వందే గురసి చరణారవిందం సంశారదా వానల నీలలోక ప్రాణాయ కారుణ్య ఘనాఘనత్యం భక్త సకల్యాణ గుణార్ణవశ వందే గురసి చతుర్విధాసీ భగవత్ ప్రసాద సర్వాన్న తీర్థాన్ హరివక్ సంఘాన్ చతుర్విధాసీ భగవత్ ప్రసాద సర్వాన్న తీర్థాన్ హరివక్ సంఘాన్ తైవ ప్రీతిం.
So that was Srila Prabhupada taking a bath in Brahmanda Ghat.
Yeah, yes, Mataji. I remember now we also took.
Yes, Mataji. So Mataji, I have some other videos, but we will see them tomorrow because my laptop is running out of charge. It might get switched off if I start playing them. So we will end it here. I have one more, like Chintaharan Ghat. We will see that tomorrow if you all are okay.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you so much, Mataji, Shyamagauri Mataji and Padmasakhi Mataji for such nectarian presentation.
Thank you.
I didn't do anything,
Mataji.
Padmasakhi Mataji is the best.
Well, you and both, you know, there's wherever she needs help, you are there helping her. So both of you. So
it was her desire, Mataji. It was Shyamagauri Mataji's desire.
See?
Mataji, I want this to happen, and it should be happen in the best way. So Padmasakhi Mataji is doing that. Thank you so much.
Both of you are helping each other and giving us nectar. Thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna.
We all pray that we all will go to Vrindavan, Vrajanam physically sometime. Now we are going mentally, but sometime we will go in physically.
Yes, Mataji. So tomorrow we will end our parikrama from Brahmanda Ghat. We have some more places in Gokul, that and Rawal we'll see, and we'll see some nice videos in around Rawal and Gokul, and we will end our parikrama tomorrow. Thank you all so much.
Thank you so much, Padmasakhi Krishna.
Thank you very much, Padmasakhi Mataji and Shyamagauri Mataji. Thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Padmasakhi Mataji. Koti koti dhanvat pranam. Thank you. Shidam Vrindavan Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna Padmasakhi Mataji, thank you so much for this wonderful parikrama class, Mataji, from last few days. It was really wonderful, Mataji. We are not able to go spiritually, but you and Shyamagauri Mataji took us there. And thank you so much for that service, Mataji. Mataji, can we end the call here or do we have?
Yes, Mataji, we can end.
Okay, thank you so much, Mataji. Let us pay obeisances to Padmasakhi Mataji and all the devotees. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasha Krupa Simbhayavcha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Srila Prabhupada Rajamandala Parikramaki Jai Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. All glories all to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji.